counterfeit products pose a serious threat to the well-being of people in developing countries, according to the UN Office on Drugs and Crime, UNODC. Not only can they be dangerous, they also may be supporting organized crime networks. To help address the problem, UNODC has launched a global campaign called Counterfeit, Don't Buy into Organized Crime. I am Derek Mbata. To find out more about this problem in West and Central Africa, I spoke with the UNODC's regional representative, Pierre Lapac, based in Dakar, the capital of Senegal.
Of course, quite often you find counterfeit products in poor or less developed countries or developing countries, and it is because they are cheaper. So this is obviously the case in Western Africa and Central Africa. It's currently a problem in the region.
And what kind of counterfeit products are being sold and bought in the region?
Well, basically, I would say all kind of products. It goes from DVDs, CDs, electronic and electrical devices or goods, food, car parts, cosmetic, jewelry, tobacco, and of course, counterfeit medicine.
And where are these products coming from?
Some are produced within the region, meaning Western and Central Africa. Some are imported from Asia. Some are imported from other places in the world, in the places where the economy is less developed and the people cannot purchase very expensive things. These kind of products are very attractive for the people, but they are very risky. They are unsafe.
Now, do you have any estimates in monetary terms of the cost of illicit trafficking in counterfeit products in the region?
Based on the UNODC's figures, we think that globally we are talking of $250 billion on a yearly basis, but these are estimates. As far as medicines are concerned, just for Africa and Asia, counterfeit medicines generate an average of $5 billion per year. And we also have to bear in mind that the organized crime networks which are involved in this business are also involved in any kind of criminal businesses. Today they will do drug trafficking, tomorrow they will do counterfeit medicines, the day after they will do trafficking in persons or counterfeit goods. And they do have what we call a business approach. They will prominently assess their risks against their potential profit, and they will look for criminal niche where they can make huge profits with a very low risk. And it is obvious that the business of counterfeiting is a fabulous criminal market where most of the countries, I would say, in the region, but in many places worldwide, do not have the proper legal framework to address those threats.
And what is being done to tackle this problem?
First, you need, of course, to have legal frameworks. So it means that the law enforcement and the justice of all the countries within the region must have the legal tools to be able to address those threats and to make sure that they can sanction them. Then, of course, what is important is awareness raising. It's very important, that's what we are doing currently with this global campaign, make sure that people do understand that counterfeit products are not safe and they are highly risky. It's also important to address the issue of capacity building, make sure that the various actors of the judicial chain, from the frontline officers, police officers, customs officers, and so on, until the judges, do have the same understanding of what is the issue and how it has to be addressed based on solid legal framework. So it is important for all those people to be able to detect those kind of crimes and to be able to investigate and then to prosecute them before judging them. And then, of course, it is very important, last but not least, I would say, to have the proper technical tools to be able to assess the quality control of those products to make sure to detect if they are counterfeit or not counterfeit.
And finally, what is the role of the UNODC in all these efforts?
We are supporting the various countries within the region in developing their legal tools and their understanding of the problem. And we are working with the various judges, prosecutors, investigators, customs and police officers for them to be able to understand that when they open a container, for example, of illicit or fraudulent medicines, this is not something which can go through, because at the end of the day, you will have hundreds of people who might die because of those products. Think just about counterfeit medicines, for example. Over the last couple of years, the various teams that we have trained here in the region within the container control program have seized over 70 tons in 1 year and over almost 200 tons in the last 2 years of fraudulent medicine, which had to be distributed within the region. It's a lot of criminal product which didn't go on the market, but we don't know how many containers and how many tons actually went through